friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, we are Afternoon Drive, and this is a Football Friday. This is an F-off Friday. That opened courtesy of Mac Robinson on the board. Yes, we've got Jake Murren doing the producing, taking care of the YouTube duties as well. The milkman, Anthony Alland, what will be his final delivery on this show for quite a while today. We appreciate that. We got big news to get to. We got so much to get to. Brown Steelers, Football Friday, F-off Friday. I will start the show just by saying, I'm not gonna belabor this. I'm not gonna make a big deal. I'm doing today's show under duress.
Under duress?
Yep. I don't want to talk about it right now. I know we got to get into Brown Steelers 5.5-point line, but there.
you want to talk about it now?
There are things that have happened at this stage that will not be ignored.
You didn't even say hi to me. You just said you're in duress. When you're under that much duress, you have to talk about it now.
No. You got big quarterback news to get to. But I will say that there are people at this station that it's a one-way road at, and that this will be addressed today at some point, just not right now.
I got to tell the listeners right now, you're in a pick-a-fight mood today.
You're not wrong, but not right now, not at this moment.
I feel like since you're in a pick-a-fight mood, I feel like whoever you're picking a fight with is going to really feel the wrath.
We got Miles versus TJ. But there are people at this station, at this cluster.
Is anyone in the room? Is it me?
I don't believe it is.
Is it Mac?
I don't believe it is. But again,
I'm trying to figure out what have I done over the previous hour and a half.
At 3:40 today, we will be talking about this, and we will be exposing something that has happened to the station that is a microcosm of the problems in America, but not right now.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's not nearly as big of a deal as Nick thinks it is. That's my prediction for this one. I'm preemptively siding with whoever you're picking the fight with, because when you're in a pick a fight mood, the littlest thing sets you off. And I got a feeling this one's not a very big thing.
I'll be honest with you. You're on the right side of history so often, you're allowed to be on the wrong side of history this one time.
Okay, we'll find out. I guess what did we say? 3 o'clock?
3:40.
3:40.
Yeah, 3:40.
Okay, we'll find out.
Truths will be told. And things will be exposed about this station. Not right now,
about the station.
Because right now, about the culture at this in this cluster, it has to be addressed.
You're making me check my work email for the first time in like 57 days?
We'll have to see.
Did I miss an email or something? Did something happen?
I'm not talking about it right now. I'm just doing the show under duress. I got many things on my mind. At 3:40, you're going to hear it. Because we got to talk about Shador's the backup. Come on.
Shador is the backup.
Good for me. Good for the Shahai.
Good for everybody.
Good for the Shahai.
Not really. Well, in many ways, it's good. Yes, and that common sense prevailed. That's nice. That's a good sign. I bad on all the people that all week long believe that it would be Bailey Zappe. What have we known about Stefanski and Andrew Berry this entire time, right? What have we known? They love messing with the media, all the way down to the idea that Andrew Berry, until the draft day, had everybody swerved into what he was going to do with draft day plans. Like, the man loves to mess with people. The two of them collectively love to mess with people. And I'm convinced he just spent the entire 4 days watching people get as angry as they possibly could get angry because they thought common sense wasn't going to prevail. And here we are with common sense prevailing. It was all a bit, and we are the people that obviously face the repercussions of that for seeming like we're idiots.
Now, I will say, I think you're onto something right there. Credit where credit is due. Deshaun does not sound like he's the third quarterback this week, which would have been my bigger gripe. Bailey Zappe is not quarterback number two. You passed the most basic and obvious test that there possibly was in the universe. You made Shador the backup. Good for you guys.
Yeah, which,
here's
by the
a
way,
nice participation trophy. Here's a little ribbon. It's blue.
Still doesn't
we
do
can
anything.
Make it brown or orange.
Well,
it still
doesn't actually accomplish anything if you're trying to have Shador prove that he is the quarterback that many people believe that he is.
Oh, it means I'm not one play away from Bailey Zappe playing. Trust me, that is an accomplishment for me on a Friday.
Dylan Gabriel, the runway's still yours. You have all the fate in the world to keep Shador off the field if you want to. You just have to play really well now. That's the thing. You have to keep playing really well. I will say I agree with Baskin in the idea that Dylan Gabriel's seat got warmer with this decision. But at that point, I would say, okay, yeah, you have to do what you have to do if you're Stefanski, though.
I mean, I think the only way Dylan Gabriel's seat gets warmer is if Kevin Stefanski gets fired, or if Dylan Gabriel goes from, was that fine? Was it really good? Was it acceptable? To, oh my God, it's Joe Flacco 2.0.
I mean, I think if he starts to struggle, I don't even think he gets a half in the Steelers game before all of a sudden social media melts down with chants for Shador, with get Shador out there, everything else. I think that's kind of what Stefanski was hoping to avoid, but you can't possibly have put Bailey Zappe back there and said that we're giving Shador a real chance here.
I just don't know if this means the Browns have given Shador enough practice time to earn this. I would like to know the process of it.
That's the other part that's interesting, right? Like, so you held him and Bailey Zappe on a completely different field than what Dylan Gabriel was on Wednesday, and you sold it under the idea of, like, well, we can't make up a decision, we got to do all this and that. Like, Shador could have been getting legitimate backup reps in that practice. Like, you didn't do the best thing for him. You stuck him with the practice squad players. That's not great.
Maybe this is a loaded word that I'm about to use. I think Shador being named the backup this week on a Friday, on a football Friday, on an NFL Friday, I think this is a culmination of negotiations that have been going on since the second you traded Joe Flacco. I don't buy to the people who say, well, I haven't checked in there in a couple of weeks, but I'm pretty sure everything's copacetic between Kevin and AB. I think there is pressure there. I think Kevin's feeling the pressure more than anyone. I don't think he believes in Shador the same way he believes in Dylan. That doesn't mean he doesn't believe in him at all. And I think this is a conciliation by Kevin. And what I'd really love to know is, what does he get out of it? Because I do think both Kevin and Andrew are smart enough to think that way, especially with the ownership they have above them.
Yeah, I don't know what Kevin gets out of it, but what I do know is that the people that are trying to turn this into a win for Shador or something, Shador himself would tell you this isn't the win. You're a backup quarterback.
This is more of a win than being the third string quarterback.
Yes, but in the grand scheme of things, congratulations, you're the backup quarterback. If you would have told Shador that, 3 weeks prior to the draft, he would have laughed you off the planet. Said, "What happened to my life? How did I get here? Where did it all go wrong?" Like, this is still far, far away from any sort of win for Shador.
I mean, I see. I think that's the kind of thing. Like, that's the kind of like thinking that I think is like, it's not about where you expected to be. It's about where you are and where you've come from. And I do think Shador being elevated to backup quarterback, even if it was machinery that happened around him, or machinations is the word I was looking for. I do think that this is some level of an accomplishment. I know it's not the ultimate accomplishment. They could have run Bailey Zappe out there this week. I don't think we should deny that. It's counter logic, but I don't think Kevin is thinking that way. I think Kevin's thinking about what he likes. And
well, maybe Kevin's eyes just got opened up to the idea that if Dylan does stink, he's got to have Shador ready to go, because Shador is the only opportunity he has to keep his job if in fact something does happen to Dylan Gabriel. And do you think the Giants game last night influenced this at all?
No.
Jackson Dart, a quarterback that was routinely told by every pundit that he was worse than Shador Sanders, came out there and looked awesome immediately for the Giants. Maybe he's looking at it like, oh, maybe I underscored the value of what these quarterbacks can do just right out of the rip entering the NFL.
I don't think this is how that, and this is actually to their credit, I don't think this is how they react. I don't think they do a lot of reactionary to the rest of the NFL.
Because I do think there's coaches around the NFL. I agree with you, but I think there are coaches around the NFL that would look at last night, and if they had one of the drafted quarterbacks, would say to themselves, oh, yeah, wow, Jackson Dart really did get that right away, didn't he?
Oh, By the way, I 100% agree. There are, and by the way, it's not even just, now if you asked, is Jimmy Haslam thinking that way? That I cannot speak to. Because that feels like a overreactionary, too-involved owner mentality. But from Kevin and Andrew, I do give them the credit that even if this was a politically bargained or collectively bargained decision, in the end, I don't think it had anything to do with anything other than the dynamics in Berea. And I think it's interesting. Like,
hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I think the Shador discourse has always been heightened. It's always been more interesting. But, yeah, I mean, there is going to be a segment of people watching on Sunday wondering, are we going to see Shador? I think that's what it is. So we've talked about, is it a win for Shador, this, that, and the other?
Yeah.
I do think it's now the idea of credible threat. Previously, it would have taken two quarterback injuries for you to get in as the emergency quarterback. Now it takes one, and I think that's something that I think a fair amount of the Shador fans can, I don't want to say take excitement on or anything, but like, yeah, there, it actually feels a lot more likely Shador could be in a game within the next couple weeks simply because he is your backup.
I mean, I just keep following, and maybe it's not great to be as in line with the thinking of Jimmy Haslam as often as I appear to be in these Shador Sanders discussions, because it's not like Haslam's got a track record of making great decisions. But in this, when Haslam said you're going to see both rookie quarterbacks, that's I believe him. I believe that that's his thought. But like you said it like as if it should be political or as if it could be political. If Kevin Stefanski needs to make this as some sort of like concession to play Shador as the backup, then we got a big problem anyway, because that means he doesn't believe in Shador to begin with. And that means that even if Shador does end up getting the job, Stefanski's doing it with a quarterback he doesn't want to have out there. And it also means Stefanski can't see the positives that Shador can offer up for him, and there's a blind spot there that we have to address as well.
I don't think it's like a glass half full or glass empty thing. I just think if we talk about the two glasses, Kevin's belief in Dylan and Kevin's belief in Shador, I think one is considerably more full than the other.
I agree with that. He likes Dylan Gabriel more. He's told us every way. That's like the big synopsis on all this is like the idea that he told you he likes Joe Flacco more than Shador. He likes Dylan Gabriel more than Shador. It's up to Joe Flacco, who's already achieved the job of not living up to the expectations Stefanski had for him. And then it's up to Dylan Gabriel to either do what Joe Flacco did and not live up to that, or go the other direction and actually prove Stefanski right.
We do have a few Dylan Gabriel conversations to have today, as there's a big opportunity for him on Sunday. Of course, we got Brown Steelers as well. But Shador is the backup. Is this the win that you Shador fans have been looking for out there? Or does it still feel like a half measure from the Cleveland Browns? We got Brown Steelers to get into. We've got to react to Thursday Night Football. We got Quick Hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Jason Pinkston, our buddy, former Browns offensive lineman, does live in Pittsburgh, grew up there. Yeah, we'll get his take on Brown Steelers on Sunday. We've also got Brian Batko, Steelers reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette at 4. And we got Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 o'clock today. But 216-474-0092, is this the win? Now, do you feel like this is a win for as a Browns fan that Shador has been elevated to the number two quarterback spot? I will say it feels like more of a win because I don't have to watch Bailey on Sunday. But the Browns, Shador, and living in their own fears. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.